You're listening to Wildcat Insider here on News Radio KMAN. Corey Dean in for John Kurtz alongside Wyatt Thompson, the voice of your Kansas State Wildcats. Well, we are officially on, I think, spring football countdown. And normally this time of year, you start to kind of think about spring football, but of course the news surrounding Coach Snyder, I think, has really kind of amplified everybody's concern for football and, of course, wanting to wish Coach well. But the medical update last week caught everyone, I think, pretty much off guard and by surprise. The good news is, despite it being a cancer diagnosis, it's the prognosis is good. And Coach immediately in that press release says, hey, we'll see you for spring football.
Yeah, I think that I'll say this. The reaction from K-State Nation has been so good. I think he certainly appreciates that, obviously. We all know that you know, when these things happen, you need a lot of, you know, support and prayers and all of that. And I think he would – I don't want to speak for Coach in any way, but I think he would say that it's been overwhelming to a certain degree. And we all know that he's such a fighter, and the prognosis is good, and that's wonderful. Let's just hope that it plays out that way and that he is available for, if not all – or most of the spring, a decent part of it. And but, hey, I don't ever count him out in any way, shape, or form. I think he'll be out there come March 29th. I hope I'm right on that one.
I think it was pretty quick after that. Someone much more clever than myself online had posted that Coach is currently out scheming cancer from his hotel room.
Yeah, well, he's beaten a lot of odds over the years.
Isn't that the truth?
A lot of things. Now, this is a different animal. We all understand that, and not trying to make any light of it in any way, shape, or form. But we all also, though, appreciate, you know, his fight, and he's a battler. He'll do that with this. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, I know that he's been out as well because he was at an event late last week. So I know that he's been out and around and doing things. What's the vibe been like over at the Vanier Football Complex?
Well, I haven't been over there a whole lot, but I think for the most part I'll hope I describe this correctly. I think it's kind of somewhat business as usual. There, you know, it's not business as usual like it is day in and day out. Yeah. When everything's like it always is, but this is a different circumstance. But, you know, I think it's you know, he's doing what he needs to do to get, you know, healthy and get past this. And yet, you know, from time to time he's in the office. And so from that perspective, I think it's kind of the same old thing. But, you know, I think all of us are looking at it like, you know, this is a tough thing to have happen. And yet, you know, with the prognosis projection being what it is, we're all hopeful that, you know, this is just a little bump in the road, so to speak, and let's hope and pray that's the case.
So not only have we seen, you know, cards and texts and things like that and letters being written, which is a wildly appropriate thing to do with Coach Snyder, because
sure,
he's famous for handwritten letters, but it's kind of cool to see at Bramlage, you know, they had all the signatures that fans were leaving for him for the get well. And I got a chance to talk to Marsha Locke from the Johnson Cancer Research Center at K-State. And she said not only have people started calling in and donating to the Johnson Cancer Center because it's K-State Cancer Research in Coach Snyder's name, but the Fighting for a Cure t-shirts that they do once a year, the ones from last year, have started selling again. Like, people started buying them to have them so they can wear them for spring football coming up in April. And that's, so you've had a very K-State reaction, in my opinion, in this circumstance.
Yeah, no doubt it's certainly pro-K-State. But I would even take it a step further than that. I had a conversation with a guy not too many days ago, and we were talking about, you know, Coach Snyder and just where he would be in terms of the most noted in the state of Kansas right now. And, you know, he'd have to be right at the top of the list or right near the top
Absolutely.
Of the list. Absolutely. And so I think even people that aren't Kansas State fans are rooting for this gentleman at this particular time. I'm convinced of it.
Yeah.
Whether you are a Shocker or a Jayhawk or a Fort Hays State Tiger or whatever, everybody's pulling for this gentleman. There's no question about it.
Yeah, absolutely true. Well, as we get ready for spring football, it comes up on April 22nd. You'll get a spring practice starting on March 29th. And the momentum for this K-State team is good. You know, it's not very often that we get to roll into spring football coming off a bowl victory, and we got just that against Texas A&M. Fantastic way to close the season. This team has played with a ton of confidence at the end of the year. The schedule flips. You got a lot of things in your favor as you look towards spring.
Well, I think first and foremost, when you talk about returning players, the fact that you have eight returning starters on offense is a terrific thing. And you've got six pretty good football players on the defensive side now. There are more holes there to fill, and you know, it's replacing Jordan Willis is a monumental task. There's no doubt about that. Just a terrific, terrific football player who someday is going to make a lot of money playing football.
Absolutely.
And it's not too far down the road. But, you know, with that kind of talent back, with that kind of potential leadership back, coming off of a 9-4, and as you say, a bowl victory and a bowl championship season, you can certainly understand the excitement. And then on top of that, as we mentioned a little earlier in the show, with the schedule the way it is, we're back to the 5-4 split in the conference race with the five home games, which is terrific. And yet you also have two of the four roads are at Kansas, at Oklahoma State, which are certainly easily drivable for some K-State fans, not all, but certainly some. So you really kind of have to like the schedule. Two of the three non-cons are at home, and the other is the trip to Vandy that a lot of people are really excited about, yeah, including you. So
I know.
I think we're in good shape.
I'm excited for Nashville, Tennessee. I'm excited that that's also not the first game of the season. You get a couple in before you get there. So Jesse Ertz last year was fun to watch Wyatt, his progression from game one through the bowl game. Now, historically, K-State quarterbacks in their second-year starter have made what we tend to call the leap, right?
Right,
so
right.
The year number two as starter is usually markedly different than year number one. He kind of seemed to be on that progression when the season closed.
Well, he really played well. I don't know how far you even really want to go back, but you could see the steps weekly, even through injury, that he was figuring some things out. And he became what I would describe as a very unique running quarterback. You know, we've had a lot of good running quarterbacks here, whether it's Colin Klein or L. Roberson or Michael Bishop, and all of them were a little bit different in their own way, and I think you can say that too about Jesse. He's not going to look like Michael Bishop, and yet he is as efficient in running it as most. His command of the offense, I think, continues to grow and will continue to do so. I think Jesse is a very humble young guy and would be the first to tell you those guys up front improved every bit as much, if not more so, than he did, and that also made a big difference. And that offensive line, we're all excited about that as we get closer to spring ball. So there's a lot to be pumped up about when you're talking about Kansas State football these days, no doubt.
Yeah, be a nice matchup from a mentor perspective. New quarterbacks coach Colin Klein.
Yeah.
Kind of sync up pretty well with one Jesse Ertz.
Well, he's got to be thrilled to be back, I think. You know, Colin's a K-State guy, and obviously Shaylin is a K-Stater through and through. And I'm happy for him. He's such a quality person.
Yeah.
And has the unlimited potential, I think, as a coach, and we're all really excited to have him back.
Well, coming up, we will close out this edition of Wildcat Insider and look a little bit back on what was a great weekend for K-State sports. And I tell you what, this week is a pretty big deal. It starts tomorrow night at Bramlage for the K-State women. They got a big game, top 25 matchup tomorrow night.
Yeah, Oklahoma's ranked 16th. They're 21-6. K-State is going for its 20th. They're 19-8. Should be a real – this was an overtime game, 85-80 in Norman. So strap it on, be there. It's going to be fun.
We'll talk about that next here on Wildcat Insider.